Next week, an event called the Found Footage Festival is coming to Laramie. We're joined now by curator Nick Pruer. He describes the festival as a guided tour through his vast collection of old, funny videos.
My buddy Joe and I find old VHS tapes at thrift stores and garage sales across the country. We have 5,000 of them. And these are training videos and exercise videos and home movies and things that weren't meant to be shown in public, and we show them in public.
So I imagine that some of them are pretty goofy.
Yeah, they're all really silly, and I guess the litmus test for us is whether they're unintentionally funny. So, you know, whatever the video is trying to do, it has to fail at in some entertaining way. So that's kind of what we're looking for.
So give us a sense of what some of these films are. What are some of the ones that you'll be showing?
We found one at a thrift store in New Jersey, and it was called Magical Rainbow Sponge. And, you know, that title catches your eye. And so we picked it up. But it's a crafting how-to video, like arts and crafts how-to. And those are always boring. But I have to say, this is the one exception we've found. And it's because of the host. It's this woman named Dee Grunig, who is just so almost psychotically enthusiastic about the sponging technique she's come up with, that it just causes her to lose her mind. I mean, she's making these excited little yelps throughout the video, and so we cut together just all her little excited yelps and whinnies, and she's just very excited about sponging, and that comes across in the video.
And you've got some about how to train your ferret also.
Yeah, we did. We found one called Ferret Fun and Fundamentals, and it's hosted by this man and woman, ferret experts. And these are people that, like, I don't know, we feel like even if you didn't know they made this video, you just saw them on the street, you'd still know they own ferrets. They just have that look about them. And even though this video is not trying to do this, it makes a pretty strong case for why you should never get a ferret. They basically are the most obnoxious animals you could ever bring into your home.
So what gave you the idea to put together this found footage festival?
Basically, Joe and I, the other curator, we've known each other since sixth grade. And this is something we just do to entertain ourselves and our friends. I mean, we grew up in a small town in Wisconsin, and there wasn't a lot going on. So we would find old videotapes. And the first one we found was in a McDonald's break room. Where I was working in 1991. And it was that's what kind of started it all, was this McDonald's training video. It was for McDonald's janitors. And I put it in one day out of boredom, and it was so ridiculous that I thought, Joe needs to see this. This cannot stay in the break room. And, you know, the world needs to see this video. So, you know, it became this cult. We'd have friends over, have this running commentary of jokes along with this training video. And that just got us thinking, there has to be more ridiculous material out there on VHS. So, you know, that began the quest to look in out-of-the-way places for more, you know, video gems to have fun with.
Now, I can imagine that in order to find videos that are funny, you probably had to sift through a lot of home videos that were really dull.
Oh, yeah. You know, 90% of the videos we find are just dreadful and boring. Like, I mean, people, you know, might say that a lot of the videos that make the cut in the show are bad, but they're bad in the right way. But most of the videos we find are just plain bad, boring bad. And there's a big distinction. So, yeah, it's mind-numbing to have to sift through all of this VHS material. But we're kind of masochists in that way. We built up a pretty high tolerance. So, you know, we're willing to suffer for other people's entertainment.
Now, will you be looking for more goofy footage in thrift stores as you're traveling across the U.S. with this festival?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we keep touring around with the festival, is we have to gather new material. So, yeah, whenever we get to a new city, we hit all the local thrift stores, and if there's any garage sales going on, we'll hit those. And yeah, we're looking for, you know, VHS tapes that have been discarded or that are for sale. And we can't wait, since we've never done a show in Wyoming, to go to Laramie. We're going to be in Cheyenne just combing thrift stores, and hope to have some locally sourced videos next time we come through town.
Has anyone in one of the videos that you've included contacted you, like seen these and contacted you?
Yeah, that happens sometimes. You know, we often try to track down people in the videos just to, I guess, sate our own curiosity about, you know, how these videos came about. And so we do, you know, track those people down, interview them, and play the interviews at the show. But we also get contacted occasionally. Actually, we were doing a show in Minneapolis not too long ago, and a guy came up to us afterwards and said, hey, do you recognize me? And I said, no. And then all of a sudden, it just hit me. This was a guy who was in a series of safety videos that were basically showing on-the-job accidents, what not to do kind of thing. And he was the guy who got his hand caught in the table saw in this, you know, safety video. And it was like meeting a celebrity. I was like, I could, you know, he was 15 years older, but he still looked the same. And in our small little world, these are, you know, this is like meeting Tom Cruise. I shook his hand. I got my picture taken with him. Maybe that's sad, but when, you know, luckily the people we meet who are in the videos, I think they're flattered by the attention, and they see that what we're doing isn't mean-spirited. So they're on board for it.
Nick Prewer with the Found Footage Festival, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks, Willow.
The Found Footage Festival will be in Laramie's Griffin Theater on February 8th at 7:30 p.m. Anyone with an old VHS video they think would be a good addition to the festival is encouraged to bring it along.